USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's concerns about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Between the black bars that redacted the FBI's affidavit that convinced the judge to sign the warrant to search former President Trump's Florida estate, authorities noted that they found 184 classified documents in the initial review of the boxes they recovered. They were concerned that Trump may have additional national security information based on a review of 15 boxes the National Archives recovered earlier this year. The 28-page affidavit contains numerous redactions, but indicates authorities believe that evidence will be found in Mar-a-Lago. Trump claims the documents were declassified. However, there is no official indication that to be the case. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding its users' information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. The terms reached were not disclosed in the court filing, but a 60-day stay was requested for the two sides to finalize the details. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
We are getting an idea of how much fentanyl is entering the United States over the Mexican border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports their agent seized over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S. southern border in the fiscal year 2022 through July. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Dr. Raul Gupta, assures Fox News that fentanyl trafficking is on President Joe Biden's mind.
The president believes this is a top urgent priority, and that is exactly why he's proposing a budget that's historic increases in funding for Customs Border Protection, DEA, in order to get them the resources, the technology, and the infrastructure to do their job even better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA on Monday will send an unmanned space shuttle into the moon's orbit,
marking the initial launch in a plan to establish a long-term presence on the moon for scientific discovery and economic development. NASA astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mahabeli.
We're planning to set up a base camp there on the surface of the moon and develop technologies and operational practices that will set us up to go further on to Mars.
Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Online at usaradio.com, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.